okay, you understand what Hughes' father did to that criminal organization and those other criminal organizations. Okay, based on what he's doing right now, how he gets obsessed with people and then gets obsessed with getting those people to fight with other people that he's obsessed with, and that he's just going from thing to thing to thing, whatever we're doing, he immediately tries to create a fighting story where all of a sudden they're doing something bad and they've betrayed somebody or somebody's done something and everybody's got to fight. Okay, that's based on what his obsession with that is based on what his father did. And it's a manifestation of a type of mental illness where he thinks it's funny. It's like the Joker on Batman, where Michael Caine's like, you know, sometimes, you know, some men just want to see the world burn. When he says that in Batman, it's not for any, you know, particular reason, other than it amuses him. It's mental illness. What they really want to know, what's his end game? Like, what is Hughes and his father, what was their end game? What were they trying to do? Like, what were they going for? And I don't know. They were going for chaos. Like, Hughes obviously wants to create a homosexual sodomite kind of paradise and utopia. So that was the end game. Was creating a world that he had inside of his own mind, where he'd get, you know, everybody that he didn't like, which is pretty much anybody he gets fixated on, he would get them to fight with each other, and, you know, the obsession would be causing chaos until he basically destroys everything. But in his own mind, like, he had a goal in his own mind that it wasn't, his mental illness wouldn't allow him to achieve that goal. He would have just, you know, ended up attacking and doing his obsessions to everybody. But in his own mind, he's trying to create the world that he wants, where all the girls are dead and all the guys are girls and all the, you know, the trans girls have replaced all the girls and everything. Everybody's got to serve him and do everything that he wants. So basically, he has a fantasy that he wants to become real. But he's not, this is important to understand, and this is a really, really important to understand. He's not, like, capable of achieving that outcome. So while it seems like Hughes is trying to do a homosexual final solution, right? He's trying to create this world that he wants. He's not capable of achieving it. So what is he doing? If that's what it seems like he's trying to do, it would be like if you're trying to drive to Vegas, but you're not able to, so you drive to, like, San Diego instead. So even though it might seem like you're trying to get to Vegas, you go somewhere completely different and do something completely different. So while it seems like Hughes and his father are trying to create a homosexual sodomite final solution, a world where girls are dead and the guys replace the girls and all this, you know, like, some semblance of society, just, you know, the way that they want it, that's not what they're actually doing. What they're doing is causing as much chaos as they can and ultimately trying to kill everybody. It's mental illness. It's not a plant. He tells himself that. Like, he tells himself that he wants this perfect world because he doesn't want to admit to himself that he's completely insane and wants to kill everybody. So Hughes' father and Hughes, they both have these coping mechanisms. They both have coping mechanisms. And those coping mechanisms are what they tell themselves. And what they tell themselves is they're going to create a world where the women are all dead because they're the weaknesses, and certain guys get to live, and one race because it can only be one race because the races will always be fighting and all this other stuff. And they're, you know, that's what he tells himself. So he doesn't have to acknowledge to himself that he's mentally ill, that he's the most dangerous kind of psychopath. But in reality, he's basically just trying to cause as much chaos as he can, and mostly terrorizing people that he gets jealous of. So it's the criminal organization. They had a goal, they had a plan, they were executing that plan unbelievably effectively for, you know, criminals that were constantly being, you know, targeted by law enforcement and arrested. Usually people under that much stress, they usually break down. So for that, the criminal organization that most of these people came from, they had a plan. And they were creating, you know, an environment that was expanding substantially. Now, law enforcement's always bigger, and it probably always will be. And eventually, these criminal organizations, they do get dealt with. So, the criminal organization that they all came from, like everybody besides Hughes, Hughes is just, I mean, he is kind of like a chosen one, not in a good way. He's a chosen one like mental illness. Like, he's the chosen one of this guy destroyed that entire criminal organization, because that's what this kind of mental illness does to society. He just, as dangerous as that mental illness is out in society, this is what it did to a criminal organization. It doesn't just target good society. Mental illness also targets criminal organizations, just and in a lot of ways more effectively, because law enforcement, the enforcement of laws within a criminal organization, it happens very differently. And that allows people like Hughes' father, it allows people like Hughes' father to rampage, you know, more effectively. And it's distracting. He's using the story functionality to try to get me to do stuff right now. And it's just distracting when your mind's interactive. I mean, that's all he can do, though. That's all his attacks are. His obsessions with trying to get us to fight. He just needs everybody to be fighting. Hughes doesn't know why. He just needs everybody to be fighting. It's his control mechanism. It's how he controls everyone. Weak minds fight. All this shit that he says. So, Hughes and his father weren't trying to achieve a real plan. They were just like the Joker in Batman. And all these other guys were like the gangsters that were like, he's like, I'll kill the Batman. Looks like all of you have a Batman problem. And they're like, yeah, he'll kill the Batman. So they kind of like, in some ways, invite him in and deal with him, not knowing that that's what he is, right? Like when the Joker comes in with his like hand grenades on the string, he goes, I'm gonna make my pencil disappear, and he like smashes that guy's face and with the pencil in it. And then he's like, hey, here's my card, and he gives him like a Joker card. And all the criminals are saying, he goes, that guy's a snitch. I've seen him on their faces. He'll rat all of you out, and you'll all be, hey, take a look at the defense secretary. Does that guy look like the Joker? Like, is the Secretary of Defense, was he the Joker? He looks like it. Anyway, you know, but I digress. So, and that's a good point, though. Look at the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America, the guy that likes to drink a little too much. That motherfucker was the Joker. He was the Joker in Batman. He was an actor. Brokeback Mountain, I Just Can't Quit You. The homos, the homosexuals, sodomites, the cowboy homosexual sodomites. I just can't quit you, boy. And then he's the Joker, and then he's the Secretary of Defense. Do you know why? You guys are so smart. You're so smart. All of it's so smart. Because the homosexual, Hitler's older brother, Brokeback Mountain, I just can't quit you, boy, to Secretary of Defense. It's like in Braveheart, where he's like, this is father, this is Timothy, my war counsel, and he throws him out the window. He goes, oh, really? What would you suggest, Timothy? He throws him out the window, the flamer prince. That's like what happened with Hitler's older brother, how Hughes was with Hitler's son. like old George Bush and W. Bush, Hughes's father targeted Hitler's older brother, the older son of the leader of that criminal organization. He targeted him. I just can't quit you, boy. Get over here, butt sex. Drugs, like Mason. I'm telling you guys what happened. I'll just tell you. I won't, you don't need to figure this out. Hughes's father, all homosexual drugs, like Hannibal Lecter, targeted the main guy, Hitler's father, targeted Hitler's older brother, like the Michael Corleone, the Al Pacino of like that family. Like Hannibal Lecter targeted Mason and Hannibal with poppers and drugs and, you know, all gay sex and whatever. And then, you know, he cut up his face, and then Mason was hunting him down in the wheelchair. Kind of like what W. Bush is trying to do to Hughes for all the shit he did to him, making him gay with Rove and all the shit that he had him do, eating fucking shit and all the... And now he wants revenge against him. But Hitler's older brother put Hughes' father in charge of shit. It was worse than they think. He wasn't just some criminal rampaging on his own. Hitler's older brother brought him in and gave him access to stuff. Like Heath Ledger, the Joker, that's now the Secretary of Defense. What the fuck that, what's his name? That, him. Drink it. Hegseth, what the fuck is his name? Pete Hegseth? He became like a Hegseth, Hughes' father did, of that criminal organization. And Hitler's older brother, the main leader's older son, is who brought him in. Because of obsession, gay sex. That's who brought him in. So he rampaged through that criminal organization, but he also had access to information, like Secretary of Defense, like he's gonna, like, he, okay. I'll give you an example of like what Hughes is doing. Hughes is getting them to fight with each other and then saying he'll fix it. Hughes's father was getting the organizations to fight with each other and then saying only he could fix it, but then he would fix it because he was doing it. This is how Hughes's father got such, you know, he got a lot of control through Hitler's older brother. Hitler's just as fucking stupid. And, you know, I had, you know, he's not having a good day right now because he wasn't well received. His audience with the real leader was not well received. He's having he might leave the process in a very real way. So Hitler's older brother, Hughes's father, the gay sex, the drugs, all that stuff, but he approached him with problems that they couldn't solve, problems that he was causing. And when Hitler's older brother brought him into it, he got rewarded for the achievement. Hughes's father helped Hitler's older brother solve some problems that had been going on for a, it was Hughes, it was his evil plan, he's an evil genius. He caused a bunch of problems over a long period of time, then approached Hitler's older brother with how he could fix the problems and completely conned him. Because there's no way he could have been doing it because he was with him when it was happening, that kind of thing. So he then helped him fix these problems. And him and Hitler's older brother all of a sudden were very well regarded by Hitler's father, the main criminal, right? And that was how he got into that criminal organization. He had already rallied up a lot of homosexuals and sodomites and various people over a long period of time, like the Joker and the clown mask guys. And Hitler's older brother, the older son of the main criminal, gave him access to that criminal organization and a bunch of other criminal organizations, just like Pete Hegseth is a very high-ranking official. Goering's father warned him numerous times. He said, he's the fucking problem. He's doing it. And Hitler's father trusted his son because he said he was jealous of them fixing a problem that Goering's father couldn't fix. Now, the thing was, Goering's father knew it was him. Elon's grandfather, your grandfather, he knew it was him, right? He knew it had to be him because he had been trying to deal with these problems for a long time. and was really familiar with the nature of the problems. And Hughes's father came in, and with Hitler's older brother, who's not very competent, who's like, you know, an entitled, kind of like the Braveheart son, just a moron. Like the guy in Dune, like the son of the guy in Dune, Stanley Tucci in Dune, where he catches the guy that's doing the betrayal. That's what Hughes's father did with him, with Hitler's older brother. Goering's father had his suspicions, was pretty sure he was doing it, and was working his way into the organization, warned Hitler's father numerous times, and he was right. And when he finally found out what he had really been doing, that's why it rampaged through certain parts of the group and not others, like the breeding scandal and stuff. He protected himself from that. Well, Goering's father knew it was happening. Elon's grandfather knew some stuff was happening and protected himself from some stuff. It caused a lot of problems. Called him traitor and all this other shit. So when he found out the extent of which he had, you know, went through that criminal organization, that it was over, he ended up going to law enforcement because Hitler's father had gone insane. He was like, he was doing drugs. He started doing drugs. Hitler's father became basically a junkie, like Scarface, where he got him to start doing drugs. And they're not supposed to do drugs. They're only supposed to do certain kinds of, and there's like rule. Well, there's a reason why that criminal organization was so successful. And just like in Scarface, where say hello to my little friend, where he's sitting behind the fucking thing with the piles of he got him to like that. And stress and, you know, drugs, they break a person quick. So Hughes is basically doing the same thing as his father. Letting him in was Hitler's older brother's fault. And Hitler let Hughes in. Hitler let Hughes into the Nazi organization. Hughes was like, yeah, you're in charge, sir. And then Hitler's son, W. Bush, was placed with Hughes. Hughes did the same thing to Hitler, which is one of the reasons why Hitler's kind of gone into hiding right now. Was confronted for a minute, realizes what he did, and has now gone into hiding. Because he's ashamed. He's fucking ashamed that he was so stupid, and it's his fuck. The breeding scandal is Hitler's fault. Just like the breeding, it's Hitler's fault. The shit that happened to his daughter, his son, the breeding scandal, all the, it's all Hitler's fault. But it's not really his fault. It's his father's fault. And his older brother's fault. But he, you know, is a legacy of that, so it's his fault on Earth. So, yeah, Goering and you know, Elon, they're the guys that saw it coming. Like Elon in the government, where he's like, no, fuck that, I know what they're doing, this is bullshit. He doesn't want, and he's like, yeah, they saw it coming. Doesn't mean he's good, it doesn't mean he's like super good, or like, oh, he's like a fucking divine angel of goodness. He's not. But he was smart enough to see that coming and to know that that was, like, they were in a little isolated world of, like, psychotic delusions. And Hughes' father fueled it with whatever he fueled it with. He drugs people. Hughes' father drugs people and was slowly drugging them with shit that they didn't know. Hughes' father was drugging them. Like how Hughes tries to drug everybody with formulations, Hughes' father spent years slowly drugging them with shit that they wouldn't know and wouldn't see coming. It's one of how he did the things he did. Slowly drugged them with shit that, you know, that detaches people from reality in certain ways over long periods of time. And Hitler, just so all of you know, Hitler let in Hughes. The breeding scandal, Hughes said he was a brilliant doctor and could fix the little flaws. Here's what really happened with the breeding scandal. Hughes convinced Hitler that he could fix all their problems. Howard Hughes, the medical genius. So Hitler let him into it. Gave him access to it, straight up. And he was gonna fix it all. He knows it's his fault. He gave Hughes access and trusted him with the Liebesborn. Because Hughes had trade secret sauce that he couldn't let Hitler know about, that no one can. That's the deal. But he fixed all their problems. He was like Hitler's new Mengele. And Hitler fucking trusted him. He tricked Hitler into a story and rampaged Hitler. The breeding scandal happened because Hitler gave Hughes access to it. Just like his older brother and his father did in the larger humanity with Hughes's father. That's how it happened. That's why it happened. It's not Goering's fault. It's not Elon's fault or their fault. It's Hitler's fault. I mean, Hitler's got a few different descendants of Hispanic origin at the factory that I'm friends with, that I like, that I really like. He's got fucking grandchildren, a son, a glorious son at the factory that is focused on this, that knows, that I like, that I'll end up involving my project and being friends with. But it's his fault that he let Hughes into it. Eva Braun had a daughter. She left. That's why there's so many Mexican Hitlers. There's like a dozen Mexican Hitlers. You got a big family, man. No, he's focused on this. Hey, you got a big, happy Mexican Hitler family. That's great. We'll be friends. That's the situation. Okay, you guys understand. I'll keep doing these audio files. These audio files were very well received by the people involved.